As we come back with the guitar of the great Jeff Tamalier and Tower of Power, of course, before I go to the retired HBO Godfather, last night, of course, undefeated still, 38 and zip, Terrence Bud Crawford, a winner.
The champion, Terrence Bud Crawford, celebrating with everybody from Omaha who came here to see something special. How would you evaluate what you did tonight against a very competitive and tough Sean Porter?
Well, first and foremost, I'd like to thank God for blessing me with this victory. Because without him, none of this would be possible. You know, shout out to everybody from Omaha that came to see your boy throw down. I appreciate each and every one of y'all. I love y'all to death for following me each and every arena that we rock. We're going to keep rocking them out. But Sean Porter, you know, like I said before, I'm going to say it again. I can't say nothing bad about him, you know what I mean? Like, he been in there with everybody. He did what he could. I just was the better man today.
It was a hard fight. It wasn't easy because no Sean Porter fight's ever easy for the opponent. When did you figure him out?
Round one. I figured that I had to reach. He had to take chances to get in. You know, I was a little stronger than him. And he was just trying to, you know, do what he normally do, maul, and, you know, push me back. But I used my angles and, you know, I pushed him back at times as well.
Was he everything you expected? Was there anything different?
No. Sean Porter is a good fighter. You know, he was doing some little slick things in there. Made me think it was match for a point of time in there.
Did you know there in that 10th round, once you dropped him the first time, that the fight was coming to an end soon?
You said what?
Did you know that after you dropped him that 10th round, the fight would be coming to an end soon?
Yeah, for sure. I knew I caught him with a good uppercut. And then when I caught him with another left hook, I seen in his face that he was real hard. And, you know, his dad did the right thing by stopping him because I was coming with vengeance.
Errol Spence was right there watching this fight. As soon as the stoppage happened, he walked out. What was your message to Errol Spence tonight?
He was at my fight?
Yeah.
Now, that boy said he wasn't going to never. He don't never be at my fights, but now he at my fights. Well, you see what I did, you know, compared to what he did. So
that's what happened. As soon as the stoppage happened, that's what happened with Errol.
Hey, listen. My thing is, who number one in the welterweight division now? Okay. I love it. Who are you talking to?
All right, now the future. The future, Terrence, because the most important thing is you make the decisions on what happens next in your career. What do you want next? Who do you want next?
Well, you already know who I want. I've been calling them out all day. You know what I mean? Maybe I'll go up to 154. Maybe if Spence get his tail out his butt, he'll fight me. You know what I mean? Whatever. You know what I mean? I'll wear whatever.
It wasn't about sending a message to Spence, you said, but in the end, you stopped him when he couldn't. What does that mean about you?
It's just styles make fights, you know. I look at all of us. We all great. You know what I mean? We all talented. We all got different styles. You know, he won. I won. So I just look at it like, you know what I mean? No matter how the income go, at the end of the fight go, as long as you get the victory, that's all that matters at the end of the day.
What'd you say to one another?
Huh?
What did you say to one another?
Oh, I love him. You know what I mean? Sean Porter is a real good friend of mine. You know, I told him, you know what I mean? I really didn't want to fight him. You know what I mean? We always said we was going to fight each other, you know what I mean, when the time is right. And I guess the time was right for this fight to happen. You know, I was looking to fight other champions in the division. And, you know, since I couldn't get that, I had to go to the next best thing.
Thank you for your time. Joe, back to you.
Of course, Terrence Crawford, Omaha, Nebraska, 38 and zip. We go from Omaha and San Francisco to Santa Monica and the retired HBO Godfather, Larry Merchant. Larry, what kind of grade did Terrence Crawford get from you last night?
Well, I think he gets an A. He fought a stronger, more awkward opponent who has lost split decisions to all the other top welterweights, and those were his only losses. And he patiently took them apart and deposited them on the floor. You know, we had these three fights in the last month and a half or so with Tyson Fury winning in the 11th, and Canelo winning in the 11th, and Porter got him in the 10th. All good fights, all sellouts.
That's what I wanted to bring up. They're all sellouts. They sold 13,000 tickets last night, and I was dogging Crawford on last week's show, and you corrected me about him not being able to sell some tickets. Well, guess what? 13,000 tickets last night. Sean Porter didn't sell them all.
Well, I guess there's a hunger to see elite fighters. The elite fighters are starting to fight more often. And he proved himself last night. And you just gotta give him the highest marks and the most credit.
Okay, but he's got the numbers. He doesn't have the names. He doesn't have these Canasota names on his resume yet.
You are correct.
Okay.
You are correct. He hasn't. I don't know. It's because whether he's demanding too much to fight them, or whether they don't want to fight him. But he built himself up from junior welterweight to a welterweight. Who can knock out a strong contender.
Yeah, we're talking about Terrence Bud Crawford, of course, 38 and zip, a 10th round TKO winner last night over Sean Porter. Sean Porter's father basically threw in the towel, and then Sean Porter's father said something after the fight that he stopped the fight because the son wasn't in condition. You know, Larry, I've been involved or I've been around this game a little bit, and I'm not in favor of fathers being in the corners at all making decisions. What about you? Do you think, because I don't think there's a median with those guys. Either they go too far or they don't go far enough. And do you see my point there?
I see your point. But in hindsight, I disagree with it. I thought he made the right move. Porter took some hard punches.
Mm-hmm.
And if he got up, he was going to go down again.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not talking about last night. I'm just talking about in general. Sean Porter's put up an admirable performance last night. It was gutty. It was gritty. He announced his retirement afterwards. And if he made $4 million, according to the reports, he made $4 million. More power to him, because that means probably he could put $2 million. He can maybe walk away with an actual $2 million check out of $4 million. So if that's the case and he walks away from boxing, more power to the young man.
I agree.
I mean, because the bottom line is you got to make money. I remember one time Mike Jones told me, who was handling Jerry Cooney, said to me, he goes, Alex Stewart's made more money than, and he ran off like all these different heavyweight champions. I was saying, guys, like, what are you talking about? He goes, yeah, he goes, he made money. He goes, we weren't worried about belts. We were worried about making money. Alex Stewart made money. Now, what is Crawford do in the future? Is Crawford and Spence ever going to hold hands together or what?
I think that Crawford Spence will now be made. He proved himself in and out of the ring in this fight. I thought basically that there was a possibility of an upset in that fight. He came up in weight, and his opponent comes down in weight.
Yep.
And is a tough hombre. So, I'm glad he had the opportunity and the stage to show what he is, and I don't think there are many doubters now.
December 11th, Vasyl Lomachenko, the twice beaten fighter, of course, lost that fight early on to Orlando Salido in an over-the-weight mug match, and then, of course, lost to the lightweight championship, Teofimo Lopez, going to come back against Richard Comey. All I can say is I feel sorry for Richard Comey.
Okay.
I wouldn't want that guy seeking revenge on me.
Look, the Russian Lomachenko is an outstanding athlete. Been working out since he was 4 years old or something. And I take nothing away from him except his record doesn't warrant the credits he gets. I'm sorry. You got to go out there and fight fight more often, beat everybody up, and then you say this guy is the greatest fighter and you know, since cavemen. But he is a superior athlete, and but I never bought the whole Lomachenko thing because I don't think he had fought enough fighters who could fight back.
Good point. Now, Godfather, what's on your agenda this week? You and the Godmom, are you guys going out, doing anything special?
Well, I hear that Thanksgiving is coming up.
I heard that, too.
And we're going over to our daughter's house, and there'll be 20 or people or so.
Everybody's vaccinated, right?
Yep, you have to be vaccinated.
I love you, Larry. Kiss the Godmama for me. We'll talk real soon.
Keep the faith.
The great Larry Merchant, Mr. Hall of Famer on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. Speaking of the WBC TV, WBC, they just concluded, the World Boxing Council just concluded, I believe, their 59th annual Congress or convention down there in Mexico City. It was a success, without a doubt. Everybody had a good time, and guess what? I didn't get my passport. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
My love.